A group opposed to a constitutional change that legalizes recreational marijuana, among others, says if approved, drug use will proliferate in public places. It also alleges dispensaries will infiltrate downtowns in South Dakota. Proponents of the ballot question point to the language in the ballot question, which says differently. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
A political mailer sent out to Republicans and independents who registered for a mail-in ballot says Constitutional Amendment A will, quote, put weed dispensaries on Main Street and allow drug use in public places with families and children. David Owen is the president of the group No Way on Amendment A. They're concerned about the proliferation of marijuana into the community. He says public consumption of marijuana could end up like people smuggling a flask of liquor.
We see the risk that you make marijuana available in a recreational basis. A, at least Colorado, California have experienced dispensaries becoming very common. B, we just think, you know, you've legalized another intoxicant, they're going to use it.
However, the constitutional amendment prohibits consumption of marijuana in a public place other than in an area licensed for it. It also levies a no more than $100 fine for anyone who smokes marijuana in public. Dre Samuelson is the political director for South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws. He says the group is resorting to scare tactics.
They're falsely claiming that Amendment A would put weed dispensaries on Main Street, but the initiative very clearly states that cities and towns will have the authority to regulate and ban marijuana businesses if they so choose. Our opponents are also claiming that Amendment A would allow marijuana use in public. However, Amendment A does not legalize public consumption, and in fact, it penalizes it.
Amendment A regulates the recreational use of marijuana for adults 21 and older and lobs a 15% tax on the plant. The Legislative Research Council estimates that could generate up to $30 million of revenue for the state a year, starting in 2024. That money would get split between public schools and the state's general fund. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.